Tattlesea Mat Cats wrestlers in the studio this morning here on the Wake Up Call. State champions. We have six of them after their trip to Spain Park High School this weekend. State title for individuals, and the team didn't do so bad either. We got the coaches too. As Brent Tennyson is here, Philip Nelson as well. Appreciate y'all coming in. Philip and Brent, y'all talk about this weekend first, and we'll talk with some of these wrestlers in a moment. What a weekend. I know, Brent, you did say this. Now, you said it was the best performance we've ever had in the state.
It was. We took 32 kids, 25 medaled. Sarah White, our only girl wrestler, she actually wrestled the regular state and the girl state. She placed third in both. 8U, most of these boys, I think, are in the 8U.
They all are.
They won the 8U team state championship.
I would think so with all these champions
here, really,
right?
A couple of them were actually on the 6U state championship last year. 6U runner-up this year and overall second place out of 28, 30 teams.
Yeah, something like that.
Second place ain't too bad. Only reason, second place, numbers. We took 32. The winning team, AWC, took about 60.
Yeah, very, very strong. I know you guys have been working real hard throughout the year. Y'all had a chance to celebrate this, or y'all, you know, actually going back to it? Is it the 24-hour rule? What's the deal with this?
They're going to get to celebrate it for a little while. We're going to have a party Friday night, but in the next month and a half, we're going to start Greco and freestyle. So that's when the celebration is for them.
What'd you think, Phil?
It was an awesome weekend. And as we said, we won the overall 8U division this year. And I think every weight class that we sent a kid to in the 8U division, they walked away with a state championship. The only ones we did not win is the ones we did not have somebody in. And so as far as a club from a small town like Tallahassee, that's a big testament. And if these boys will stick together and stay together, when they get to high school, they're going to do special things. I fully believe that because this is a special group of kids right here.
No doubt.
And, you know, we sent 12 kids to the finals, so that means we got six state champs and six runner-ups. And, you know, out of 32 kids, that's over 25% of your club that made it to the finals. And far as percentage-wise, that's pretty big, you know. And like I said, it's a David versus Goliath. Because, you know, the clubs up in Birmingham, we've talked about this before, they're so much bigger than us. They send 60 or 70 kids to these tournaments, and we sent 32. And we still finished second overall. And a lot of it's got to do with all the team, because we had 25 that medaled out of the 32, and that's unheard of. Because I think the most we've ever sent to a state was, what, 15? 14. Maybe 15, 16?
15 might have been the most, and I think – six or seven medaled at
right,
the most.
Right, at the most. And so this was a banner year for us. And we're just praying and hoping and that the word will get out. And we'll go. We had somewhere around 35 by the time season was in full swing of kids, 37, 38, something like that. Started off with 40 at the beginning of the year, but we're hoping to build on those numbers. And hopefully, you know, next year we'll start off with 50 or 60 kids. And and we can build on the success that we're having and try to continue to build this youth program here in Tallahassee.
Well, it reminds me of what Tallahassee's high school team did last year, you know,
right.
on a different level. But yeah, I expect these guys, you know, to win state championships when they get to that. But they got some work to do between now and then.
Oh,
I mean, you got some repeat champs in here today.
Right.
Let's let every one of these guys kind of tell who they are. Give us your name into the microphone so everybody can hear you in radio land there.
Landville.
What weight class, Lane?
Of 60 pounds.
8U.
8U, 60 pounds.
I'm playing Mason Nelson, 45-pound weight class, 8U.
Jude Rogers, 85 pounds, weight class, 8U. Aiden Cockrell, 8U heavyweight.
Represent Montgomery.
Bri Hathcock, 8U, 55.
Brody Goodwin, 75, 8U.
All right, congratulations, guys, state champs. Now, what are they getting for this? They get a trophy. I saw the trophies in the pictures. Are they going to get rings? Are we doing state championship rings, too?
Nah.
No?
They can get them in high school.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait till you get to high school for the ring, yeah. Which of you guys won it back-to-back here?
Lance three times, Mason's two times, Bri, you're three times.
Wow.
And then Aiden's first year. Brody's actually a rookie this year and won
AU,
and then this is Jude's first year winning. So
wow, first year champs. Brody, big deal for you. It's your first year wrestling. You wrestle around the house. Did your dad teach you how to do this stuff? How did it all come about for you?
No, Coach Brent
came to my house. Yeah, give the coach the credit. He deserves the credit. And what about you guys that won three? Is this getting to be an old hat to you? I mean, is it no big deal? You expect to win every year? What's the deal?
Once you get used to it, it ain't that hard.
Once you get used to it, it ain't that hard.
We put a lot of pressure on these kids to repeat, you know, because we know they've got it in them. And Brent tells them every day at the gym, our best competition is right here in Tallahassee. And if we'll practice like we're supposed to and do the things that we teach them to do, and they'll listen when they get on the mat, they can walk away a winner. And these guys did that. And we had six other guys that was close. And they made it to the finals. And they were just, you know, just seconds away from winning themselves, you know, and it went the other way. But like I said, we're just going to keep building and keep working. And also, Aiden forgot to mention, he was also the 8U Battle of the Belt winner.
Exactly.
This year. So we're proud of him for that. And he's the only Battle of the Belt winner we had this year. But he had the 8U Battle of the Belt winner, and so we're proud of that also.
And to tell them what the Battle of the Belt is for those who haven't heard about it.
There's four tournaments, all tournaments. There's four tournaments, Battle for the Belt. If you win, you get 4 points. If you don't win, it's one of them days you got to win every tournament to win it. We had two that was in the running for it. Bri actually finished second to the Battle for the Belt, and Aiden actually won the Battle for the Belt. So we pretty much, we did a great job at 8U. This is the first year that we've had kids finish the season that started the season, pretty much everybody. For the past 4 years, we'll start at 30, end with 15, start at 32, end with 16. This year, we actually started with 37, took 32 to state. So we only dropped off 5 or 6 kids instead of half the team.
And that's an unbelievable commitment because, you guys are going to start working out next month or so. It's a year-round program, really, I mean, in a lot of ways because of the commitment these guys have.
We're getting there. That's what our goal is, year-round. We actually got 4 kids that come from Montgomery every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday night. Aiden is one of them kids. Julian Spivey is another one of them kids. Bishop Singleton and R.J. Coker. I mean, they drove all the way from Montgomery up here just to train with us, and all of them also placed in state this year. So we had a great year.
I want to say one thing, Michael. Me and Trey and Brad, we have to be there because our boys are there every night. But for Tennyson, Coach A, and Jeremy, on behalf of all the parents, I want to say thank you because these guys don't even have a kid in this club right now, and they spend more time with us than they do their own family. And as parents, that means a lot to us. Because they love on these kids. They teach them what it means to be a man, even at 6 and 7 years old, to take care of their business, not only on the mat, but in school. A lot of these kids are straight-A students, and it has to do with what we teach them on the mat. And so as a parent and as a coach, thank y'all. And we appreciate what y'all do for us and the time you spent with us because they went to Atlanta with us this year to a national tournament that they didn't have to go to. And so, like I said, they spend a lot of time with these kids, and they don't have to. And, you know, and these guys, the rec department helps us some, but, you know, being that we're a rec team, a lot of these funds for hotel rooms and things of that nature, they pay out of their pocket. And so, you know, it's a big burden on them and as families, but their dedication to this program is unmatched anywhere. And I'll be glad to say that. And what they do with these kids is amazing. And I thank them for that. And thank Rick Golden and the rec department also.
Yeah, well, I know the community thanks all of you for your hard work, and you made Tallahassee proud. We appreciate it. Even if you're from Montgomery, it's no big deal. You're one of us now, right?
That's what we tell him all the time. He's a Mat Cat now.
Yeah, all right. Well, appreciate you guys coming in. Philip, thank you very much. Philip Nelson, Brent Tennyson, good job.
And thanks,
we'll,
Michael.
We'll see you guys back here next year. I know.
Oh,
we'll,
no
all
doubt.
Right? We'll bring
be back.
Some more state champions, all right?
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, 7:13, we'll take a break. More of the Wake Up Call next. Michonne Roy is here. We'll talk with her. Chamber Chat on this Wednesday edition.